Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. And a lot of things happening this Sunday morning. And with us today is Dr. William Schneider, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, and a defense analyst and economist, and former Undersecretary of State dealing with security matters. Good morning, Dr. Schneider. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, I understand you called in to us and you are very, very much concerned about things that are happening. Tell us your concerns.
The increasingly belligerent relationship between the U.S. and China has caused them to invest heavily in defense capabilities. For the past several years, it's been focusing on the Navy, and then more recently, this spring, they began a massive program of building missile silos for intercontinental ballistic missiles, and they have so far fielded 274 new silos that are going to accommodate a ICBM, just ICBM called the DF-41, which is capable of delivering 10 independently targetable warheads to intercontinental distances, including covering all the U.S.
And what are the threats that you see?
Well, China has increasingly turned to coercive diplomacy. That is, they try to achieve their aims through the threat or use of force. As we've seen in the their efforts to control the South China Sea and in other disputes, and now their switch from what had long been thought to be a strategy of minimum deterrence, that is just enough to discourage people from attacking China, but otherwise not enough to use in a coercive manner. Now, if they were to fully fill the 274 silos with the DF-41 missile and had them loaded to their maximum capability of 10 warheads, they would have more operationally deployed nuclear warheads than either the U.S. or Russia.
Recently, China threatened Japan. Is that a real threat? Does that happen often?
They've increasingly threatened neighboring countries, and they have been doing it by increasingly aggressive penetrations of their airspace, their territorial waters, and the most recent effort in the was their use of submarines to penetrate Japanese territorial waters, which is a considerably more aggressive step because it's hard to tell what missions the submarines are on, whereas with surface ships, it's a good deal easier to do so. So this has raised the level of threat to Japan to the point where they have indicated that they have a massive increase in their defense budget that they're planning for their next five-year budget cycle in 2023.
Do you have any intelligence on the hypersonic weapons that they possibly have?
Yes, they have a hypersonic payload for the DF-41. That is, they can either load in 10 independently targetable warheads, or they can use their hypersonic weapon system, which is a so-called glide vehicle, where it goes above the atmosphere at hypersonic speed, more than Mach 5, and then it reenters the atmosphere, but it's able to maneuver so as to avoid ballistic missile defense.
And China has traditionally, over thousands of years, tried to avoid war and just defend their turf. Is the Chinese mentality changing?
Yes, I think it's as the regime is fond of saying. It's they like their state with as a communist state with Chinese characteristics. China has a long-term aim, which they expressed in a party congress documents in 2017, where they are aiming to be the dominant military and economic power by the 100th anniversary of the founding of the state, that is 2049. And so one of the things that alarms people about the rapid fielding of these ICBM silos, this is all taken place since March of this year. It's been that they have changed the pace at which they intend to produce this substantial military threat, and that is causing a great deal of concern.
Thank you, Dr. Schneider, for coming on the Cats Roundtable today. God bless you.
Thank you very much.